And we're back here on the Metal Command Show here on 88.3 WBWC. And you just heard some Artillery, song called Upon My Cross I Crawl. And that, of course, is a track off of my favorite album of last year, When Death Comes. Before that, Blaze Bailey, Watching the Night Sky off of the new album, Promise and Terror. Before that, Saxon, Dallas 1 p.m. off of Strong Arm of the Law. And then, of course, Rebellion with War off of History of the Vikings Part 3. So, do you have a special guest in here today? And
how you doing, people?
And I got Wags, Greg Wagner of, I guess, a bunch of different bands, Breaker and Hate and...
Yeah, something like that.
So, and we're definitely here to talk about what you got going on, man. I mean, what you got some stuff going on, you're recording some records, and we'll kind of talk about what's going on with you.
Yeah, we're doing some, we got the new Hate album coming out, Inject the Infection on Auburn. It's slated for a May release. I'm currently in my home studio working on my solo CD. It's going to be titled Wags Pure American Metal. And I'm also singing for Breaker. And there's supposed to be some good news about Breaker, but I'm not at liberty to speak about it yet. So I'm kind of just chilling on that.
So interestingly enough, as many people may or may not know, I actually replaced you in a band. So this is actually interesting because I'm interviewing the guy that I replaced in a band before.
It's kind of wild and kind of different, isn't it?
It is. It's interesting. So, you know, you have a new Hate album coming up, and maybe talk about that record and talk about the making of it, and when do you think it'll be out?
Well, I'm hoping, like I said, I think Bill's actually working on the artwork right now. The mastering and everything is done. It's actually been done for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be out in May. I'm hoping to have it by the second week of May, but it'd be nice for that May 1st show with Shock at the Beachland. But that's what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the news is that we're going to be working on a new Breaker album, like after summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, I've been working on my solo record. I came up with about 18 songs right now in the last couple of months, and I'm going to give a couple of them to the next Hate record.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to filter down my solo record to about 10 to 12 songs, and then hopefully have that out probably, mm-hmm. hopefully by June.
Yeah.
So I'll probably independently release that by myself since you know how good the record labels are anymore.
So, yeah, well, that's cool. Well, yeah, I mean, you have a bunch of, you have some gigs coming up, and you have that one with Shock Paris and Dafka, and you know, talk about, playing that gig and what else you got going on besides that?
Yeah, we've got a May 1st at the Beachland with Shock and Ground Zero, and Dafka's been added to the show. They're going to open up the show, which they're a killer band.
Mm-hmm.
We've been playing with them a lot over in Pennsylvania. And then May 8th, we're at Pisons in Bridgeville, Pennsylvania with Dafka,
uh-huh.
and Evolution, which is another killer band I played with at Wheeling.
Uh-huh.
And then we're doing May 22nd, a Peabody show with Dark Arena. It's a free show, so thank God I don't have to sell tickets or anything. So we're doing Peabody's, and basically we're just getting our studio set up down at the Hate spot, and we're going to start working on the next record and probably just start recording ourselves from here on out. You know what I mean? We got a lot of studio gear now, so... Everything's good over here.
Sounds good. Well, you brought a CD to, with you, and track number one, which track is this?
That is called This Will Be the Last Time. It will be off my solo record. And it's a rough mix. It hasn't been finalized, but it's fairly decent, so give it a little whirl.
All right, sounds good. We'll be back after this.
This will be the last time you ever say. It'll be the last time. I'm tired of your negativity. This will be the last time you spit in my eye. This will be the last time I try to compromise. This will be the last time you laugh at me. This will be the last time that you disgrace me. This will be the last time. This will be the last time. This will be the last time. This will be the last time you ever leave. This will be the last time you ever deceive me. This will be the last time you say goodbye. This will be the last time you ever lie. This will be the last time you take away.
And what was that song called again?
This Will Be the Last Time.
This Will Be the Last Time. And that's off the upcoming solo record.
Yes.
And it's called, so what's the title? Greg Wagner?
It's going to just be Wags with a Z.
Wags?
And then Pure American Metal is the title of the album.
Sounds cool. Talk about, recording this solo record. I know it's kind of something different than what you've done before. And, talk about the idea of bringing this together.
Well, I'm constantly writing. And like I said, which Mr. Murphy from Shatter has helped me out immensely with some recording tools. I do have to commend him and give him props for that. And I've now started to learn how to record. I'm a novice. I'm no master recorder.
Yeah.
So I'm in my basement with my computer recording. I do all the instruments. Everything on there is me.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to ship it out for some of the songs. I'm going to have Dofka play lead on. I'm going to have Sean Vanek from Eternal play. My guitar player Michael Miller will play.
Yeah.
And then Groovy, I'm going to have you come down and do something and have you maybe help me on some backups and stuff like that. And just get everybody involved in it, man, because to me, a good solo record is getting some outside musicians that are really good and kind of helping you with it, to get a nice firm foundation on the album.
Yeah, definitely. So, so that was the idea of coming together with the project. And now, is it true? Do you really have 100 albums you're going to record?
My goal is. I have 1,600 songs.
1,600?
Yeah.
Really?
But, I'd have to go back and, I've written so many songs in the past, but I've got a good solid 100 albums.
Yeah.
But will they ever get released? I don't know, what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I have plenty of material, though.
Sounds good. Now, talk about Breaker a little bit. And, since we're here, let's talk about a lot of the bands you've been in. You've been in quite a few bands. And, maybe start off when you started playing, and what was the one band you were in? Public Outcry, I think.
Yeah, that was back in the mid-80s. Me and my drummer, Kenny Larkin, which passed away from cancer, sadly. We started that band. I was still in high school. I was like 15 or something when we started that.
Uh-huh.
And before that band, I was in a cover band when I was 12, dude, doing Death Alley Driver by Rainbow. We did Killers by Maiden, right into Wrathchild, right into Numbers of the Beast, right into Hallowed Be Thy Name. So from a get-go, I've been doing the 80s metal.
Yeah.
And then after Public Outcry, I got in Archetype.
Yeah.
I think in 96 or 97, I joined Archetype, and we had a couple of good records that we put out. And then things didn't work out. It wasn't really a bad split or anything. It just wasn't working out.
Uh-huh.
And then I went on to back to The Outcry, I got that back going, and then that kind of folded up, and then I decided to get Hate back together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually me and Michael Harris, my drummer. And then I ran into Kern, called me from Akron, and he was looking for a singer just to sing.
Mm-hmm.
So I showed up one day, and we just started recording that day, and then we came up with Inflicted was the first song we did off of the Never Play the Servant album.
Uh-huh.
And it gelled, and I learned quick, and I'm quick in the studio, and everything works out. So those were some of the bands. And then I got asked to join Breaker after Jim quit, Hamar. Mm-hmm. And I've been in Breaker ever since. We went to Europe twice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually an easy gig because, you know, you just show up and do it. And it's good rock and roll, man.
Now, of each of these bands you mentioned, you know, what were some of your best experiences in singing with all the bands basically you just mentioned?
With Archetype, what I liked about Archetype is it's challenging.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're going to have to know your role in that band. You're definitely going to have to be very attentive to what's going on because that's a higher level of music than most people are used to playing.
Yeah.
So I guess what it helped me with was the complex time signatures.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys, you know, most of them know music. They can read music. And that's actually a good learning experience for anybody to be around people like that.
Yep.
Shatter Messiah. Mr. Murphy has been in some big bands.
Yeah.
Anybody that plays an Annihilator and Nevermore can play guitar, dude. You're not going to play in those bands and not be able to play. So, and Mr. Murphy's a high-driven individual. Knows what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good that you're around people like that to learn professional ways of doing things. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he's been through a million, you know, not a million, but he's been through quite a few tours.
Yeah.
And he knows the ropes. He knows what to expect. So it's all good learning experience, and I really don't really try to dwell on any of the negatives that I have in any of the bands that I play in. You know what I mean? I just look at the positives and take the positives and just go from there and, like, take it over for your next project and try to learn from the things that weren't good.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So, hey, that's pretty sweet. Well, I'm going to play a song, Inject the Infection. And off the upcoming album, I really dig this tune. And you know, I saw you guys and you played at the Jigsaw when it was around back, I think it was February, about a year ago. And I saw you guys play and you played a pretty good set. I was really a couple friends of mine were watching. I'm like, man, these guys are pretty good. So I'm really looking forward to this album.
Yeah, and Mr. Harris co-wrote that song. The drummer, he actually wrote the lyrics for that. So Hate's kind of getting more into a co-writing thing now. You know what I mean? It used to be just me all the time writing, but with the caliber of musicians that I have, also, you have to definitely open the door up to, like, co-writing anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's a good song. That's the title track of the record coming out.
Does it help more? I mean, there's some bands that sound great with one person writing or maybe multiple people. Has that helped out quite a bit? Do you think the band is...
Well, I think what it's going to help out with Hate is when you got four minds coming together, you're going to get a little bit more brought to the table as far as maybe broadening the style of the band and maybe getting a few more ideas in there. And I mean, the more I play with people, I think it's a good thing to listen and try to, you know, listen to everybody's ideas and try not to be so, you know what I mean? Like I used to be when I was in my 20s, I was like, no, you're doing it this way. And so it's working out good.
Sounds good. Well, here's Inject the Infection. This is by Hate, title track off their upcoming album.
A band back when I was a kid. And then I seen Kiss on the Paul Lynde show. It was a Halloween show, and that was the cincher for me to start doing rock and roll, metal, whatever you want to call it. And then when I got the British Steel album by Judas Priest, it skull crushed me into the ground, and that's what really started pushing me to sing and scream and sing higher.
Yeah.
So Priest was like the main band that really sent me over the edge. And then Ronnie James Dio, I got a hold of him, and that was another classic godfather of vocals to me. So that was kind of the main bands, Metal Church, Scorpions. But, I mean, it's hard to emulate the Scorpions. I haven't heard too many people nail him. But, yeah, those were some of the bands that I grew up on listening to.
Mm-hmm. And what you think of that last Scorpions album? Did you like it?
I have not got it yet, but boy, I've heard some good reviews about that. And I definitely am going to go out and purchase that. Is it good?
Actually, I haven't heard it either.
No, I haven't even heard it, but boy, I've been hearing nothing but good reviews on it. So, and this is the farewell tour.
farewell tour, from what I understand. So,
please.
I guess they're actually playing like old stuff from like the 70s. Which I
think it's going to be great. I want to hear Entrance.
Huh? That would be great, man.
Yes.
Or He's a Woman, She's a Man.
I love all that stuff, yeah, man.
Definitely good stuff. So, you know, any CDs you're listening now? Any stuff that, you know, you've been into? Like any newer bands you've been into? Or
no, I've the last Killswitch Engage I had.
Yeah.
But the kids burn them for me, so, because I'm a dinosaur.
Yeah.
I'm still stuck in the 80s. But every time I play this Park Center out at the Philly Teen Center.
Yeah.
So when I play, these kids will be like, hey, you've got to take this. And that was Mr. Murphy used to beat me down with, like, Shadows Fall. He's like, you need to listen to this new metal. So he turned me on to some of that. And God Forbid's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But the tapes that I really have at home, the CDs, I only have, they're just blanks, and I just listen to them. They'll tell me, well, this is Killswitch. But I like that new metal.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I just had Balls to the Wall on by Accept, so I'm kind of stuck.
Dude, I heard their new album is going to be really good.
Yeah, that singer, what's his name?
I forget his name, but
he's, I guess he nails it, man.
And not only that, but I mean, I heard the album's like, from what I understand from what people were telling me, that the album's going to be just unbelievable.
Oh, I love Accept. They're one of my favorite bands, yeah. So I can't wait. I hope they come and play like a club circuit around Ohio.
Yeah. I think the guitar, I think Wolf Hoffman, doesn't he live in? He lives in the U.S. somewhere.
Yes, he moved over here.
Yeah, he lives over here. So it probably could happen. I mean, that would be, you know, a classic band like that. I mean, you don't get to see that too often.
No.
Not at all. So, you know, besides, you know, you're going to record a bunch of albums and stuff like that. And, you know, what's your website? How can people, you know, check out your music and, you know,
well,
stuff like that?
The websites for Hate are myspace.com, and then I think it's /hate. Metal music.
Yeah.
And then there's a www.hatemetal.com, which is our official site.
Uh-huh.
And then for my site, the WAG site is not up yet. There's going to be a brand new WAG site,
mm-hmm.
but you can go to my MySpace, which is WAG's Mayhem of Music.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of got some of my older stuff that I was recording, so it's not really. But I'm going to be putting together a brand new WAG site, and I'll have that up and running.
Yeah.
And you can also get news about Hate on the Auburn site, and if you check Facebook, I'm always on there spouting off.
Yeah.
So you can
playing Farmville.
Yeah, playing Farmville. And you know the reason I play that game, dude? I seriously play that game because all these musicians have dogged me about doing
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So I just keep playing it because yeah. I don't know if it upsets them or not, but yeah. I just keep doing it because it's kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
And I like the kids, man. I teach kids guitar down where I'm from.
Yeah.
And I like relating to kids, and I like talking to the kids. And actually, a lot of them come on Farmville and give me gifts and stuff. So
yeah.
I got to keep it going for them too, man. And yeah. my drummer's always on me about that. So,
so well, we got another song up here from your solo disc, actually. You're going to play here in about a minute. And this is track two on this CD that you ended up giving me.
Titled Closer to the Reason.
Closer to the Reason. And what's that about?
Well, it's actually about sex.
Really?
Yeah.
So you guys, so the solo record's kind of varied. I mean, you were talking about kind of some more straightforward songs and slower songs and Dream Theater-esque songs, and you know, you made a pretty diverse record. And
yeah, it's going to be. There's a lot of different styles on this record,
yeah.
and that's what I like about doing a solo record.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to pigeonhole yourself into this one
yeah.
sound that I'm going to sound like.
Yeah.
And like I said, what's really going to be neat is when I get all these new musicians with me to finish this thing up, it's actually going to take a new,
yeah.
it's going to be like a new birth.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds good. So going to play a track off of this, and this is called yet again?
Closer to the Reason.
Closer to the Reason, man. My memory's just getting just good.
Oh, the older we get, man.
I think it's all the loud music corrupting my brain.
I'll need that. What do they call those? Proto?
I don't even know.
I'll need one of those in front of me before long. To, like, get my lyrics and stuff.
Yeah, what are that thing, that karaoke thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen those before. I actually saw a band in Europe do that.
Well, there's
funny.
Quite a few singers that use those, I hate to tell everybody.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Go on YouTube and look closely. You'll find plenty of them that use it.
So, we're going to play this track here. We're going to end off going to the AP News. We'll be back next hour. And this is Closer to the Reason off of WAG's Pure American Metal. Is that what
Metal.
We're going to call it? And we're back here, Luck and Gasoline by Breaker off of the Peace, Love, Death EP. And, you know, Greg, talk about joining that band and talk about what that was like for you.
Well, it was about 2000, I think, or maybe a little bit after that. We played a show with Breaker at the Revolution, it was called. I don't even know if that bar's around anymore.
No, it's not.
we was in Digital Nerve, That was another band that I was into that never got out of the gate, but that was like around 2000. And they were playing, and we opened up for them. And then we played the show, and I think they were going through a... I don't know if Jim was in the band then or not, or the guy from Abdullah was in the band then. But they called me up about a month after that, and Bill said that they had lost Jim, or Jim had quit, or they had parted mm-hmm. ways, and they were looking for a singer if I wanted to come up and try out. So I learned a bunch of the songs off of Get Tough, like their good songs, 10 Seconds In, all the stuff that was really popular.
Mm-hmm.
Got there, kicked it out. Everything was gelling.
Mm-hmm.
Everything felt good. And then we just started going from there. And then we got offered to go over and do the HOA,
mm-hmm.
which we went over and played. And then I got back, and then we kind of had a... I don't know if it was a disagreement or if it wasn't... Something was happening, and I quit the band. And then Jim come back and was going to do the Bang Your Head.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he got throat problems.
Yeah.
And they had to call me, like, emergency
yeah.
to come back in and jump in and go over and play the Bang Your Head.
Uh-huh.
And then they asked me to stay in the band
mm-hmm.
because Jim couldn't continue. And the vibe's been pretty cool lately, you know, I mean, we've yeah. had really good, positive stuff, and we're supposed to work on a brand new full-length record, so uh-huh. everything's looking good for Breaker, and there's supposed to be some good news about the band next year.
Sounds good, sounds good. So you guys are doing a full-length album then, coming up then?
That's what the plan is, from what I hear.
Yeah.
Don and Mark were talking, and I think they are going to do a record. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I think it's in the works, so. Mm-hmm.
And talk about recording the Peace, Love, Death EP. Let's talk a little bit about that. There's obviously some original songs. You guys did some covers, and you know, there's some pretty good live tracks. You know, and you know, talk about recording that with them.
We did that at 609. I think it's Noise Floor Studios now. Mark's taking it over, or he mm-hmm. runs the studio part of it. But we did it up there. Basically, a lot of the music was already done.
Mm-hmm.
They just had to go back and do some retooling on some of the leads and stuff like that. And then I came up and banged it out in like 3 days, the vocals. And then some of the stuff that Jim was on, Jim had already sang it. So basically most of that album was pieced together, and then they put it all together with my vocals,
uh-huh.
packaged it. And then we went over to Bang Your Head and did the Bang Your Head Festival. And they took that disc with them. They actually sold out of all 500 CDs over there. So that was mm-hmm. a good, you know, good time for Auburn Records on that gig.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. And, you know, you did, there's a couple live tracks. I mean, there's a pretty good rendition of Action, I thought, on there that you did.
Yeah, that's actually a really good song. I actually like playing that song, and I actually sound pretty good doing that
yeah.
song. So every time we do that live, I kind of like get into it. You
yeah.
know, it's kind of a good rocking yeah. heavy song.
It's actually, believe it or not, that's actually my favorite Breaker song.
I think it's actually a great song.
That or From the Heart. That's the one.
From the Heart's another good one. We did that at the HOA. We haven't played that one a lot.
Yeah.
We did that one over there.
That's definitely also one of my favorites. I remember when Bill had sent me that Get Tough CD, the reissue, when I was here. God, it was years ago. And I remember listening to the record, and that, like, the opening riff of that song came on. I'm like, wow, this kind of grabbed me and made me actually go back. And I went and actually back and listened to the whole record again. But that was a song that really grabbed me by them.
Yeah, that's a good song.
All right, well, we're going to play a song. This is a song called One Thin Line. This is off of the Peace, Love, Death EP.
Yeah, that's actually a good song too, man.
I think
kind of a straight ahead, kind of got some tempo to it, you know, yep. good, powerful song.
Definitely good stuff. Here you go. One Thin Line by Breaker, and that is off of the album Peace, Love, Death. And Wags, we got another track we're going to be playing off this upcoming, you know, off your upcoming, you know, project you got going on, and it's called Sea Hag.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. It's from my experiences with faulty negative women that I dated. Whenever you don't live up to my expectations, you have to become part of my songs of shame.
So, you know, what's one of the things, and you know, it's pretty interesting, and, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but, you know, being a frontman of a band, and, you know, I've obviously have been doing that for a while, but, you know, it takes a certain personality to do that, doesn't it? I mean, you got to be...
Yeah, you've definitely got to have some kudos, shall I say. You got to be confident.
Yeah.
And you've got to be able to... You've got to be able to handle a crowd,
mm-hmm.
you know, not necessarily vocally either.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to control a crowd and actually, you know, get them to get on the same page that the band's on and the energy that the band's pushing out to the crowd, the front man's always, I think, the main dude that actually is the one that gets that going for a band.
Yeah, gotcha. So you, and you play guitar as well.
And a lot of the people don't even know I play guitar because the last, you know, two or three bands I just sang in. So, yeah, I play guitar. And
left-handed, by the way.
Left-handed, southpaw. So it's hard to find left-handed guitars, too, that are good.
You know, one of the things I was going to ask you, it's pretty interesting because, you know, you think of, you know, when you're going to play a show, let's go to Pittsburgh, let's go to Cleveland, let's go here. But I'll tell you what, you go to some, like, small towns, like in the middle of nowhere, you'd be shocked the amount of people that show up to shows like that.
Yeah, we play, as a matter of fact, we play a lot of, well, not this year, but the last couple of years, we played a lot of bars.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to tell you what, dude, them bars are some of the best people to play for because they're starving for good bands.
Yep.
And the towns that you go in aren't, there's nothing going on.
Yep.
So it's almost like a mini Kiss came through, you know. I mean, not quite like them, but I'm saying whenever a good band's come through a small town, they really open up to you and they really appreciate that you come down there and you put the time in to play for them.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, we're going to play this track, Sea Hag, off your upcoming record, and check it out. All right, and we're back here on the Metal Command Show. Time now is 11:23, and we just heard song called Sea Hag off your upcoming. That's actually my favorite song out of the three, by the
Beautiful.
Way. Beautiful. Actually, like that one the best.
I'm sure my girlfriends, my exes, will like that too when it comes out.
So, anyway, we got a little bit of time coming up. Probably going to end off at the 11:30 hours. Anything you'd like to say to anybody out there?
Well, what I'd like to say is I'm just thankful that I've been involved with some of the bands that I did get to play with because it's actually helped me as a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And, what I like to say is I just like to wish everybody that's in music, I wish the best for everybody. I mean, life's too short.
Yep.
And I wish everybody the best. I hope everybody's tours go good. I hope Shatter's tour goes good.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Archetype kicks butt.
Yep.
And I'm sure it will because from what I heard on MySpace, it sounds like you did a really incredible job.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
And I feel like I'm a good singer, and anybody that replaces me has to be good. So, you know what I mean? I mean, that wasn't easy shoes to fill, and I think you did a tremendous job.
You know what was really weird about that? And it's something I've never talked about, but it's like when you go to replace somebody, you don't think about it. But then it's like you step back and think, and like, you know, because I, you know, when I had heard the record and, you know, and I had heard, you know, the Shatter record because I think Never to Play a Servant was coming out about the time I joined the band. I'm like, man, this guy's awesome. And, you know, when I first did my stuff, you know, you always kind of think that. But then again, you know, I look at it like this. It's like, you know, as long as you know, I can hit the notes, which I was able to, and, you know, you can't really think like that. You know, you just
have to get your own. You have to create your own.
Yep.
Your own mode now that you're in the band.
Yep.
Now you're going to be. You know, you're going to do this, and you're going to have your own style, and everybody's going to dig it, and everything's going to be beautiful, man.
Sounds awesome, dude. Well, hey, you know what? It's great to have you on the show. Actually touching base and talking. Dude, we got to get a Hate Archetype show
going. And I thank you, Tony. And like I said, as soon as I get this track short up for you, I'm going to have you do some vocals for me.
That'll be good times.
Metal forever, people.
Metal forever. And we're going to play Satellite Dog. This is off of the, again, it's off of the Peace, Love, Death EP by Breaker with, of course, Wag singing on it. And check it out. Here you go.